Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm so excited about the wisteria.
The wisteria.
I'm becoming hysterical.
It's hysteria about the wisteria.
Hysterical! Seriously, guys, it's Clissol Park.
Guys!
Guys!
He's
just taking a mickey out of me. This is direct mockery. I don't know what I'm saving here. I'm saving something.
Okay.
Let's
hope we save the record. What do you reckon?
Let's hope so. Could be good. Look at that. Will you look
nice,
at it? Look
nice.
At the picture of what I'm taking, nice. Or even look at what I'm taking a picture
nice.
Of. We've just arrived in Clissol Park on
yes.
a stunning spring stroke summer morning.
For another second attempt at a record.
Yeah, because but we blew one the other. But isn't it gorgeous?
We're making a habit of it, but it's all fine.
We're
it's
near, but not that close to Clissol Park House, and you can smell the wisteria.
We're toying with new tech.
Which works.
Which works really it's, well. As you can hear.
It says in the packaging... The problem is this, that if you attach it to idiots,
yeah.
recordings yeah. will be lost.
Tech plus fools.
Equals dumb work.
And
Oh dear.
It is a beautiful day.
It's really stunning. It's this time
yeah,
of year.
It's gorgeous.
When we came the other day, because we recorded an episode that we lost on Tuesday and it's now
yeah.
Thursday, we were saying how the trees are just amazing. They're in their freaking pomp.
Yes,
and
they really
it's yeah. really raining a lot and they're kind of just throbbing with greenery
yeah,
and flowers and so on.
Yeah, yeah.
The horse chestnuts with their roman candles. But now it's settled down a bit. It's been sunny for a couple of days. It's almost even better.
Yeah.
People are coming out. People are
we're very lucky.
Sitting on the grass doing the thing. And,
feels like early summer sort of vibe, doesn't it?
Yeah, and coming out of the Wales at the weekend, it felt like coming home to, you know, change of seasons from Saturday on the mountain to this week in Clissol Park. And the Swifts are back. They're
yes,
Swifts.
Yes, the Swifts, yes.
Open the back doors and they're
behold the Swifts.
Go over the back garden. So good. So how's your week so far?
It's been okay, yeah. It's been okay. We had a nice podcast record on Tuesday.
Yeah, it was lovely. You talked so much. Really got to some truths I think we'll never catch again.
Well, you can't. They're very ephemeral. Talk about Swifts.
I think it's going to be an issue because we're gradually catching up with this man with a leaf blower.
Yes.
Just making a racket.
There's a bit of that going on.
So,
should we turn right? Let's. Should we go?
Oh, God, he's gone off road.
We've gone off piece.
He's gone off road.
We've gone off away
didn't
from
the didn't think I'd have to do any more of this now it's back in London. So, yeah, the thing that happened at the weekend is that people got their runner's world on the mat and they found that you'd written your last column.
Yeah,
they were miffed.
Yeah,
and sad.
It's something that I've been... it's something I've been sort of coming to terms with, my possibly quite rash decision to extricate myself from writing the runner's world column. I was out of town doing a gig and having a fairly dark morning, and
this
I decided
be a few weeks ago now.
Yeah, this is a couple of months ago now.
Yeah,
and I decided to sort of call it off. Yeah, it's weird because it's only when you do these things, make these decisions, that you realise, of course, it's not really a column about running. I mean, of course, it is a column about running, but really it's a means of connection to loads of people you don't know.
Yes.
And a kind of...
like.
And an episodic... You're sort of catching up on life, aren't you? You talk about life through the medium of running.
Yeah.
Which I like. So I can only really categorise that as a mistake.
No, I don't think it's a mistake. I mean, it's you know, there's no right or wrong
mistake,
decisions.
Right, wrong,
you've got
here.
To jump.
You've
and
got
also,
to do, you've got to change. Yeah,
that observation is valuable, whichever way you look at it, because also, that's what obviously that's why we do this, and also,
yeah,
that's what it is to be a comedian. You're just talking to the world.
Yes, yeah,
and
yeah.
Yeah, sure, you might close the door on one conversation with the world, but...
Hopefully,
no, other, another. I mean, you know.
Others open up. And
well, not only are you writing another book, but your last book, there's a new reader picking it up and starting it today.
Yeah, it's
you know,
nice
and that's
to.
A connection.
And it's nice to.
Can you feel it? They're
yeah,
starting
I can feel it.
Now. It.
Oh, yeah, watch this. It's nice to. Is there any refunds on this book if I don't like it?
No refunds! No refunds! For goodness sake!
It's
Everybody
nice to.
Knows that.
It's nice to. Jog on before you get pushed. From
jog on
before you get pushed from these things
yeah,
in terms
yeah,
of the column.
Yeah, yeah.
I did it for 13 years. That's a long time, isn't it?
No, not a day out of time of life.
Yeah,
it's
but
about half an hour. Hi, kids. How much older are you today? We're 15 years older than we were. What?
And
I just made you breakfast yesterday.
And I've heard who they have replaced me with.
Is it me?
It's not you, no.
Ah!
They couldn't go. They didn't go like for like. They've gone for someone. They've gone in a different direction. I can't obviously reveal who it is, but...
What do you mean, obviously? We were just on the brink. I was excited.
I don't think there'll be many complaints.
You're
there
me
might
that.
Be some people who think, why didn't this happen sooner? It's pretty high profile.
I've got... I'm just pleased
shenanigans going on.
I've never been comfortable. I'm not
obviously getting paid more than I did.
Oh, God, yeah.
It has to be said.
Well, but we're comedians. We don't expect to
yeah,
pay
yeah,
rise.
Of course, of course.
No one gives you a pay rise.
It's about the exposure.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah.
I'm not very good with nicknames anyway. And the fact that you're called Tonky in there.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never been able to work with that.
Yeah.
Gradually over time, Tonk and Tonks have become part of my day.
Tonk Tonks, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's... I mean, imagine this now, right? We're Tonk. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It connects to Tom Price and Ronan Keating. But people online have really taken that and run with it, which is funny and fun.
Yes, yeah.
Now
yeah.
Imagine this. We're Tonky.
Where's Tonky, yeah.
It's, ooh, no. No, no, no.
Of course, we could have just rebranded it and called it Tonk Talks, but no one would have known who I was.
They'd have just thought
it caused
me.
A lot of confusion.
Who talks?
What are you?
Would there be, would there be refunds available?
Just complaints. No refunds. Complaints. So, yeah, it was. It's one of those, and you're right. You have to necessitate.
You don't
have change.
Try
in
not
life.
To necessitate. Don't
you have change in life, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
change.
Right. And big decisions. You know, I always think of it, funnily enough, because it's such a big thing in life. I always think about choosing an agent.
Right.
You have to remember, you know, there's probably some choices you don't want to make.
Yeah.
But there's no right answer. They kind of just do different things in different ways.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
just, you know, you've got to make a decision. And then you also find that one of the most wise things people say is he who hesitates is lost. And other people say... Look before you leap. It's like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sooner or later, you've got to be decision. You consider it and you think about it, and then pop, you've got to jump.
Yeah, I mean, with the column, I've been doing it a while. Sometimes it felt like I was not repeating myself, but tonally.
Not repeating yourself.
Tonally repeating myself.
Repeating yourself.
And so, time for new voices, you know.
Yeah.
There's always other people.
Well,
out
so
there.
Who is it? I can't say.
I can't give you that one. It would be.
Put it this way, it's going to make Christmas pretty tense around your house.
No, it's they've gone for someone who's a non-comic, so they've gone for like they've gone for the old. Do you know what? They've gone for someone who actually knows what they're on about.
What?
I mean, really?
No, that is really, yeah. Frankly, when people go for that, it really undermines that whole offer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That yeah. reminds me. Yeah. Jumping straight in, which is good to kind of change things up. I'm just taking more photos of flowers. These are the more old-fashioned flowers, formal flowers. It's so nice.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
My friend Richard, Richie, I think sometimes, who I met like on top of Cribbin.
Yes.
On a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
A lovely bloke who, just when I really needed to meet a friend in the clouds.
Yeah.
Just came and said, "Oh, you're Rob from Running Comptry. You love the show. This is, you know, I signed up for this, my first ultra, after hearing about your Race of the Stones.
Yeah.
Listen to last week's episode loads, getting advice, you know, getting the information about the ultra." I was like, whoa, you were coming to me for details and info. This is a mistake.
Yeah, I think you're hiding your light a little bit there, mate. I think you are a good sort of a good model of prep for these events and taking it seriously. And
I think it's a funny thing, isn't it? Particularly, like you say, with time passing, I think that I have this...
I think maybe you underestimate yourself.
I have this kind of cherished naivety and definitely... I'm an autodidact, right? So I always come from a point of not knowing and not wanting to be told.
Right.
But I also like control.
Yeah.
So my research and delivery is very... it's comprehensive.
But it's sort of all... Because I've been thinking about this a little bit as I've been making some changes in my life. It's also... There's an element of self-care about these things, isn't there, as well? It's like... This experience obviously isn't going to be easy, and I'm going to look after myself during it.
No, that's
something I need to embrace. Just the idea of, obviously it's always going to be hard, but there's things you can do. I don't know, it's just that element of self-care as opposed to, I'll just do it and it'll be really hard and I'll get through it and I'll be thirsty, but it's only thirst. Or, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying?
That'll only get you so far, that's right.
Yes.
And I think there's a kind of wonder to the... To the wonder of these things. They're amazing, extreme, transcendental experiences. And that stuff's guaranteed. You don't need to kind of curate the jazz.
That's baked in.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need to go, well, if I plan everything, there won't be any surprises.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, in fact, going right back to the National Running Show in January, which was the same thing. People saying, what's your advice having done an ultra? And I'm like, people are coming to me for advice.
Yeah.
But the fundamental one that I'd learned from training for the Race of the Stones properly and feeling the positive effect, is that you just want to reduce the potential for surprise.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then when the surprise comes... You're ready for it.
Yes.
You know, your strength, your one foot is back and your weight is ready to bear the load.
Yeah.
But like we say, the surprise is still going to come.
You're going to happen. And even if there's no surprise, it's just the event itself is going to be surprisingly.
No alarms and no surprises. No alarms. Talking of no alarms and no surprises, I had to get up early this morning because there's really, these days, there's no time when I can get in the bathroom. It's just no time. The rest of the family like it a lot, particularly my daughter. It's right next to her room, so that's like a suite.
Yeah.
And she's never not in there.
Right.
Particularly when I'm in the house. I think, I'll have a shower. No. No, she's still in there.
No, I won't have a shower.
It's been half an hour. So anyway, so I set my alarm for 6 so I could be the first in before my wife at 4:15.
Right.
Didn't matter anyway because I was woken up by an altogether different alarm. About 5:30, someone... reversed up my road.
Right.
I would say with the car window open.
Right.
Incredibly slowly.
Yeah.
So the whole street got that alarm clock up. Bing, 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 bing. I nearly leant out the window and said, thanks, Wee Willy Winky. But I didn't. Because partly it would have disturbed my wife. And partly because Wee Willy Winky doesn't wake people up.
Well, it's getting that...
doesn't make sense.
It's getting to that sort of... The light is starting to wake you up now, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
not me, but
kind
people,
of summer. Yeah. Yeah.
Came up with a riddle last night, right?
Go on, then.
Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson are at the breakfast buffet. Right? There's nothing unusual about the breakfast buffet, but it's got everything you might want.
Right.
They're there. It's breakfast time. What does Sherlock Holmes drink? Deduce.
That's nice. Good. Well timed. Yeah.
It's only
well timed.
It's only funny out loud. It's only funny if you do it suddenly and aggressively.
Yeah, yeah, that's really.
Let's do the hill.
Are you sure?
Yeah, always.
You're coming off.
Can't help it.
You're coming off mountains. Yeah. So we need your mountain story.
Oh yeah, well.
We need the story of the tape.
In absolute seriousness, guys. I keep this bit simple. I really felt the other day. I was trying to be fun and interesting about it, but it's such an epic yarn. I talked a lot and I was on a bit of a come down, so I was like talking about these amazing things that I loved. Just coming off complaining. I just sound like I was
And then it was really hard because of this.
And then
I was really slow because of this.
What I take from it was it was really hard and there was lots of hills. And then there was like four sort of mountains.
Yeah.
And then it was really, really hard.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was I couldn't believe how hard it sounded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It didn't come over as you complaining. It just came over as describing each phase of the experience that you did.
Yeah, so you're
how hard it was.
You went up again.
Constantly up and down.
It's either up again really or up intense. Another one. It's basically the story.
And I think a big surprise was how much walking and sort of semi-climbing you had to do as well.
Yeah, hands down.
Yeah.
Just walking along.
Yeah.
It's mountain stuff, which again, in a slightly different way, I'm glad that I have experience with, even just from sort of family holidays and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I see, this is a mountain.
Yes.
I mean, I knew I was going up one, but still.
Yeah.
That's the fundamental, I think, the
Well, we're going to need some details.
No, I'm not going to give you
any. Yeah. Okay. Maybe you cut through the middle, not maybe take the edge of what you... I really enjoyed the race description on Tuesday, but we'll get a version of it. Have a little think.
It's good. I've got some headlines. Look at my hand. I'll see about that. Our friend Jules from online, King of the Selfie, Jules Doyle, was asked, what do I think? He said, I've never done a trail events company event.
Right.
What are they like?
Yeah.
And I've got very little frame of reference, of course.
Right.
And what they offered was very different to Threshold, to do the Race of the Stones.
Okay.
But that felt entirely appropriate, because it's a very different event. So I would say that trail events were really good, really nice. It gave everything we needed.
Right.
But equally, it was a quite austere experience.
Yes, yes.
But it was supposed to be. I don't think that was... Right. I think that's what people signed up for.
It was...
And of course, if you're talking about the bread and butter of the thing, it's not in the same price range as the Race of the Stones.
Right. Which is great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a different offer, you know.
Yeah.
And a really good thing. So it starts from this campsite, which has no luxuries at all. You can go and camp there.
Right.
But it's not like a running water campsite.
Okay.
And there's a toilet block there, and there's a burger van for people to have their sausage baps and coffees in the morning.
Yeah.
And there's a start line, which is the finish line.
Yeah.
And then they're there to sign you in, and give you a nice briefing. It's all on time, though. It's nice. It's a bit like a run-through event. They're expecting you to do what you need to do.
Yeah.
You know, so everyone steps up and...
Is it like Park Run, the chat, the volunteer? Any volunteers? Cheer for the volunteers? Is it like that? Or?
Yeah, not really. And, but it was a nice guy who took us through it and did actually, from here, I've got even more respect for him because he summed up the course clearly in about 5 minutes. And as you know from experience, it's
a lot. It's a lot more than five.
I don't think I could do that.
Yeah.
I took a bag to the start.
Right.
Just a small bag with like a warm coat and a can of Coke in it.
Yeah.
And there wasn't... I just left it with a nice woman. She said, I'll put it under the table here.
Right, okay.
You know, that's the kind of...
Yeah.
And then the shape and scale of the thing, again, very specific to this event, I would say, and really good.
Yeah.
Is that it was beautifully supported at the checkpoints.
Right.
CPs, as they were abbreviated to. I would say unnecessarily, what with check and point both being one-syllable words.
Yeah, yeah.
Four checkpoints. But you realise once you're doing the event that they are all at the points where the course touches civilization.
Right.
So you go up onto the mountain, down to the checkpoint, repeat. And so there's something wonderful about the checkpoints being like, oh, welcome back to Earth.
And it's like...
have some chocolate and let's fill up your water bottle.
Yeah, there's also, and also something that sort of reinforces slightly the austerity of it in terms of like...
Yeah, extremity.
Sort of like, we're not going to break our backs to check you out. It's here when you come. You go away, you come back, we're here.
Kind of like parents.
Yes.
You know, off you go, good luck.
You go and play, and the we'll say here.
You know, you've got the phone number with the race director.
Yeah.
They know what they do. They've got your back.
Yeah.
But you're in charge of... There isn't a marshal on the mountain.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Don't
you
go that
right.
way, you'll fall off the mountain.
Are you all right? Yeah.
And that
is
appropriate.
Yeah.
And it was obviously... I was extremely aware of that situation because it was so... Because it was extreme. You know, that going up the Penifan Massive meant going up into heavier rain, thick cloud for the higher areas, winds that you couldn't feel in the valley, you know. So it's basically like the checkpoints were like popping your head up out of the water then going back up, like you say, another climb, another...
When you're describing it, it felt like a hardy race for hardy people.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right. Well, I enjoyed it and it suited me. Yeah. I liked it a lot. And yet it's funny, that feeling of thinking, I don't know if I'm... But who is the same as anyone else?
Yeah.
I don't know. And in some ways, I just feel like I'm absolutely built for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And in other ways, I just haven't got the profile.
Yeah.
In terms of what I'm doing with my life. I mean, for starters, there was people there from all over Britain, but there wasn't really anyone from the southeast.
Really?
And I detected at least one guy who I felt like decided not to be my friend when he heard my accent, which is very unusual. There's loads of lovely people there. Don't get me
wrong. Yeah.
But I felt that, and I felt the other side of that. I thought, there's people here in London doing crazy app-based...
Yeah.
Running events, who would never think, tell you what, I'll go to Mid Wales.
And just run up and down the mountains.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
So, which do you reckon you prefer? I mean, can you even say that?
Yeah, well, I think that it's... I loved it. It was for me.
Right.
You know, and a lot of these things people talk about, oh, we should try this. I think, well, it doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I met someone the other day. Nice guy, I met at McCunkleth, who said, have you thought about doing man versus horse?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I see that. That seems fun and exciting, but yeah, that doesn't suit my personality in the slightest.
Feels a bit gimmicky sort of thing.
Yeah, but gimmicky's good. It can be really inspiring.
Yeah.
In the same way that another person wouldn't understand how necessary it is to me to listen to music, you know.
Yeah.
We all do what we do.
You like the isolation, or part of you likes the isolation.
Yeah, and it's weird because when it's really full on, for example, jumping right in, you know, climbing the third longest climb onto Penifan itself, the one where you finally get to the top.
Yeah.
You know, that was long and tough, and I was alone. There was no one around. And my headphones didn't work. My phone didn't work.
Right.
So it was just me and
untethered, alone.
Yeah, and I'm not
free.
I'm not good at that. I'm not. Yeah. I'm not like a. Yeah. I didn't think, oh, good. I'm like a monk. This is giving me my space. I thought, what am I going to do with my brain?
Right.
Apart from think, step, 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 rocks, rock, step, step.
Yes.
Which I don't like.
So it kind of forces you into that.
Yeah.
Moment-to-moment awareness, in a way, doesn't it?
It's kicking and screaming to somewhere I apparently want to be.
Yes.
Which is a strange...
The moment. My damn moment.
Yeah. But generally, I'd also argue that... I don't know. I think if I'd had music at that time, in other ways, I would have been more in the moment.
Right.
I would have got my head up off the path, thinking about the higher spiritual stuff, the clouds, what I was looking at, and stuff like that, you know.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So yeah, it's about 52 kilometers, 32.3 miles.
Yeah.
I think that I was aware all along that those little pluses beyond the 50 and the 30 were really something.
Yes.
Well over 2,000 meters of ascent.
Right.
So a good 8,000 feet of actually going up mountains.
Wow.
That's like going up Ben Nevis twice.
Yeah. That's a... I mean, on a very basic level, that must be quite tiring. I mean, on a kind of, I mean, sounds like one of those events that gets more tiring the longer it goes on.
Well, yes and no. You know, it's a funny thing. It's really genuinely... You're tapping into something fascinating about it, which I think is true in the wider game and personally and spiritually when you're out there, is that sense that it's kind of rigged up to have the bounce back built in.
Right.
You know, it feels like when you do, well, let's say a marathon, but it could equally be a 10K or a half marathon, depending on your running life, your fitness, what you've been training for.
Yeah.
Anything up to a marathon. You feel like you've got one kind of power bank and you set it off, you know, like a, like letting the air out of a helium balloon or blooming, you know, start shaking up a bottle of champagne.
Yes.
And then when that's all gone, it's all gone.
Right.
And if you time it right...
Yeah, that happens
you know,
at the
end. You're squeezing the last drips out as you do the last 6 miles.
Yes, yeah.
And then when you get to the finish line, you think, oh, good, I can lie down now for the rest of my life.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
And ultra just isn't... It just, for me, it just isn't like that. No matter how hard it gets, you kind of get to this point where you think, well, yeah, but I could carry on.
Yeah.
And if you'd said to me...
Sort of plodding on indefinitely.
Indefinitely. That's the absolute... It sounds so low-key, but that indefinitely... Yeah. Hi there. Is the most teeny person on the planet. Brilliant. That indefinitely is the all-important bit, you know?
Yeah.
And it isn't about running all day. In fact, for me, it's quite... Another thing that I find quite challenging in a good way is that... you can't get into a rhythm. You've got to keep stopping and starting. Even when you're running, if it's that technical underfoot,
yes,
you're still thinking running, running, falling, stopping, running, stop, run, like that. You know what I mean? So it's totally broken up. But equally, if you'd come to me at 7 o'clock that night,
yeah,
a couple of hours after it finished, and said, "All right, you need to do a bit more running.
Do you fancy
a
run?
Go back up again." Yeah. I'd have gone, "All right."
And that, well, it's something that's very, I think, quite singular. Obviously, loads of people have it, but to your personality, you're very good at that.
Separating it out.
Well, no, you're very good at just doggedly plodding on.
Yeah.
You just are.
Yeah, it's interesting.
You're strong. You're a strong
lining myself up against the other people with the experience of that. There's people younger and fitter and definitely just naturally faster than me out there.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's probably no one who was more... staying with it than me.
Right.
It's a psychological thing rather than a physical is there as well, obviously.
Yeah.
But I kind of, a lot of that physical is still very athletic.
Yeah.
Other people are blasting it out. You know, the people who came
in
significantly ahead of me finished hours and hours earlier than me.
Yes.
And as I was saying to you the other day, just everyone passed me. It felt like the people I was sort of running with were all fitter and faster than me. But equally, I was doing all I could and I felt strong. So it's like, what are you going to do?
Yes, yeah. I mean, the way you described it the day was like, from the after this first settled down, it felt like the first hill /mountain was long, wasn't it?
Yeah, in
and
a way.
And you decided to run up it.
Yeah, it was. It's a gentle incline into the hill. So it's not the same as going, oh, we've got to a climb, we should walk this.
Right.
But it is the very beginning of the run.
Yeah.
And it's several miles.
Right.
So, and it just started raining. So there was no real choice about that. I was like, I kind of feel like on principle I should be walking this.
Yeah.
But I think I'd get so cold and so wet and it would take me hours.
Right.
And sure enough, later that day, I would have got to a similar incline and walked it.
Right.
But equally, I probably wouldn't have done if there had been 4 miles of it.
Yeah.
Because I'd have needed to get somewhere, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I think that meant that it led me off. There were probably people who made the decision to walk that bit. But then they still didn't overtake me, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't regret that decision.
It would feel quite counterintuitive to set off for a day's, what will be a day's almost totally running, and then just walk the first half an hour or so.
Yeah.
Do you know, it just sort of, I don't know, it's hard psychologically to resist that, you know.
But that's the other thing I said to you the other day that's really great about this event, and maybe this kind of event, I don't know, is the way it breaks down so neatly into chapters,
right?
But not too many.
Yeah.
So each thing is like a big multi-hour experience.
Yeah.
But then it stops and resets, and it's never the same twice. So even when you get to the next steep climb, A, it's probably a couple of hours later.
Yeah.
And B, it's just not the same. It's got a different character, different vibe, you know? So you're always, it chunks itself down.
Yeah.
And the fundamental thing within that, what you were saying, is that I realised after the first stiff climb that they were the hardest bit.
Right.
I thought I'd be really solid on those, and I've definitely got some strength there.
Yeah.
But I felt everyone coming past me. And I felt the relentlessness of it. And
on the climbs.
On the steep, you know, yeah. Proper zigzaggy.
Right.
There's not going to be any running here.
Yeah.
Mountainside climbs.
Your pace of walking was a bit slower than that.
A bit slower than the people who would come along.
Yeah.
And then also just feeling it. Feeling a bit, oh. Oof. And
that's obviously an experience thing, isn't it? That sort of, the idea that these events are sort of running and walking, travelling on foot,
yes,
in a variety of ways,
moving
from point
forward.
A to point B. And people are just a bit more, they'll be more experienced. It's just sort of quick walking.
See, I'm more experienced with being with people with me going, why do you have to go so fast? Can't we stop for a minute?
Yeah.
I really missed them on Saturday.
Yeah.
We're not stopping. Damn it!
Yes. Your family. You used to walk in with your family.
Yeah. But I love the... But the thing that's really useful in that and relates to what we were saying is that I realised quite quickly, almost with that not particularly positive clarity that we always talk about you having when you realise you're going to make your sub three, is that, I can always run again though.
Yes.
You get to the top of the climb and then you're better.
Yes.
It's not the top of the climb is the end of the marathon.
Yeah.
And then you have to run on and get to the next marathon.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
It doesn't end there, and it doesn't even, you don't even want it to. You know, that's, you feel rough then, but you think, yeah, but I'm okay.
You're very
good. I'm actually happier running than walking.
You're very good at starting running again.
Yeah, and I found that in the Race of the Stones, and it's so key. And it is, that's what it is. It's not about running all day. It's about being prepared to start running again all day.
Yeah.
And then. It's funny because at the time, the beautiful last stretch, jumping right to the last 2-3 miles.
Yeah.
Suddenly, the weather's nice. There's a canal. It looked like this.
Right.
It looked like that after the mountain. I must get a photo.
Yeah.
Suddenly, you're somewhere exactly like where we are now. Nothing like anything else we'd seen that day. Completely flat.
Yeah.
So, you know, no discussion about whether you're going to be walking or not. And... And people saying, oh, you've done so well, you're nearly there. And what we knew was, nearly there, Shmini there.
Nearly there.
It's half an hour away.
Keep going.
And lovely people, thank you.
Of course.
But that last, at the time, it was like, just felt brutal. But from here, isn't that a wonderful epilogue to that story to get to the end and go, and now you run.
Yeah.
You know, it's that, it's absolutely sums up that thing about, you visualise the future and then it arrives.
Yeah.
And it's almost, it's completely unrecognisable. It's exactly what you thought it would be. And what the example of that here is, the end of the race is a park run.
Yeah.
And that's it. I got to the last checkpoint and then I did
and
the
park
run.
And then you realise you've forgotten your barcode.
Oh.
No!
These are quite long, these national park runs.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, that's... the shape of the thing.
And we didn't chat about this on Tuesday, but it felt like this could have been maybe your first ultra without a massive why.
Yes, that was
sort of
the issue.
Enjoying the event or not, or what? Just what was that like?
Yeah, I mean, again, a bit like the actual physical experience of the mountain and the austerity of the event is, in a twisted way, spiritually, that's what's good about it.
Right.
So this is it. You take this on.
Yeah.
And the reason you're doing it is...
You're just doing it to do it.
You're doing it for yourself. It's you and you. That's it.
Right.
It's not for dad.
That's interesting.
I mean, and of course I did do it for charity.
Yeah.
And that was wonderful. It was really nice to have the support of everyone who sponsored me and the support of Rod Gilbert himself and his manager Charlotte, who both independently sort of sponsored me and said good luck and thanks. Yeah. It gives shape to that. So it is.
Yeah.
I had the why.
Yeah.
And it would be, you know, it would be dishonest to say that wasn't there.
But it wasn't
but
central.
But it's not. It's the fader was much lower down.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's a kind of purity to that, isn't there?
Yeah.
I think that the thing I have literally got a little list of here. Things here that I want
I saw that
to
because
tell you.
I thought you'd come from a gig the previous night. Yeah, it and looks I'd just like set this on your hand.
Well, yeah. I might tell this story at the weekend. I think I'm sure that Manchester's beer keller will be like, oh!
Especially if you're on first.
Tell us more about the checkpoints, but Rob, where are the potatoes? Where are the potatoes, Rob?
What about your salt tablets? Heckled about salt.
I got to the third checkpoint, 21 miles.
Yeah.
And I said, so just three mountains and a park on you?
Yeah.
And that's the absolute truth of that bit. Wow. Down and up, down and up. Yeah. I should have read the contours better for that top bit, though.
Right.
I thought we'd be kind of dancing along the ridge, peak to peak. It's much more like a W.
Yeah.
Get to the top of the mountain, climb down the other side of the mountain, climb up the next mountain, and on. And even after that, on the long walk down, just so technical underfoot that you're just stopping and avoiding slipping and in that
puddle. But your time was sort of what you'd expect. There was no great tailing off or anything, was there?
And I had to...
steadiness of it, you know.
No, there was a direct balance in that with the spiritual and the physical because, as we were saying the other day, there's no... They don't do kilometre markers on the route. It's just arrows.
Right.
It's just arrows to say you're going this way.
Right.
And the arrows are great. They're always there.
Yeah.
And of course, you become really attached to them. You know?
Yes.
Running into the fog on the gentle climb
into
the most serious weather, the point where my phone stopped working and the rain made me sort of shut my right eye for about half an hour straight, you know, as it all blew in. Running up there, I'm like, there'll be an arrow. This is the right way.
Yeah.
There'll be an arrow. And there was.
Right.
And there always was, you know.
Yeah.
But just arrows. Simple as that. It's this way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all the information you get. Yeah.
And like that's all you need.
My phone didn't work. Don't wear a watch.
Yeah. You've got the arrows.
Later on, I said to a stranger, what's the time? Someone just walking up the mountain. He was like, I don't know. And I asked someone else what the time is. I just don't know. It's like,
we're not bothered.
The message from the universe for you, Rob, is you don't get to find out the time. You don't know how far you've gone.
It's mountain
it's
time.
It's just you and the ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
On you go.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Let's go this way again. I think it's my favourite of the two. We're on our third loop round Clissold Park. And at this point, the drop down along green lanes, you can either go down the wood chips or through the green. And the green here today is
It's a glorious day.
It's another stop for a photo.
How's your how's your recovery been? After like, you know, 9 3/4 hours running, clambering up mountains.
For the first couple of days, I felt fine and I wasn't. And it's like, you've got to embrace it. You know, on the day we ran, I ran about 6 miles, which is kind of ridiculous and not
it's
entirely
crazy.
Deliberate.
Yeah.
And then yesterday,
it's silly. It's stupid.
Twice I had these completely unscheduled, unexpected bits of physical activity.
Right.
But I also did my stretches and exercises the other day.
Right.
And it was really nice to do them because, well, stretches are important. You know, they're helping me loosen up my legs as they recover. And the exercises were good because psychologically you feel beaten down. But again, my beaten downness has been all in my mind and soul.
Yeah.
My body's really just okay, you know.
Yeah.
And it was nice to be reminded of that. Doms are great because they're funny because you think you're fine and then you wake up. At first, I just really stiffen up whenever I sat down or lay down. But as soon as I got moving again, I was okay.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, my calves hurt. And on Monday, my thighs hurt.
Right.
And yesterday, my back hurt, like my flanks and my kidney area. And I was thinking either the body is really smart in that it repairs itself in a really ordered way.
Yes, yeah.
Or pain is really basic, and basically you can only perceive the thing that's hurting the most at that time.
Yeah.
Like or both.
Graded, yeah.
So, you asked how it went to time and stuff, and when I was out there for the first kind of half, I was quite hard on myself, really embracing how difficult it was, and, you know, calling myself a loser accordingly.
Right.
And which is a bit unnecessary, I would say, for me.
Please tell me you weren't shouting, calling yourself loser at the top of the mountain.
No, no.
You're a loser, Deering.
You're a loser, Deering.
I told you before, you're so a loser.
Why don't
you're
you
not
jump
a tough
off?
Mudder, you're a loser.
Ah, mud.
Loser.
We'll get to mud. I am. But yeah, so I'm. Once I got used to the idea, I did. It was, again, it was what I expected, but wow, didn't feel like it. Because I did that. I did 3 hours on.
Yeah, you did 10 miles in 3 hours.
10 miles in 3 hours on the peaks the weekend before.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, if I can maintain that, it'll be 9 hours.
Yeah.
I'll probably fade.
Yeah, I assumed, so you, I assumed there'd be a hours. Fade. Yes.
And in the event, I also knew that however many miles it is from checkpoint three to four, must be something like, let me see, the last one's only about 3 miles from the end, isn't it? So it's about 7 miles.
Right.
7 miles, which includes three mountains and a long, 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 long muddy descent.
Yeah.
There just wasn't that much running.
Right, yeah.
So, and that was true throughout, but in that bit, it's like, well, this is taking more time. You know,
yes.
Anyway, so I did it in 9 hours and 50 minutes.
Which is
great. Which is just exactly what I expected.
Yeah, it's great.
So that's I feel
great.
Really good about it. And again, yeah, all that stuff, those people I sort of beat myself over the head with.
Yeah.
The guy just before the first really steep climb who said, oh, hi, running commentary, listen to the show. I was like, hi. And then he went, yoink. Hi, see ya.
Yeah.
See you.
See ya.
Have
wouldn't
nice
want to be ya.
Would want to be you.
Move it or lose it. Loser.
You're loser.
Yeah.
You're loser. You're coming last, Rob.
Yeah.
Of course, I wasn't coming last.
But that was a slight fear at times as well.
It was.
Yeah.
But I was aware, even as it was happening, that it was just me freaking out.
Yeah.
Because why would that be the case? You know what I mean? We're all out there doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I was going steady. It was just imposter syndrome, basically.
Yeah.
But I was, you know, there was about 100 of us doing the ultra, I think.
Yeah.
And I came in 78th.
Right.
I would also say that all the people who, you know, that it stretches out. So the people at my end of things, none of us were that far apart.
Yeah.
I think maybe some people finished an hour after me.
Right.
But the people who finished, the front runners finished 3 hours ahead of me. You know
yes.
what I mean? So
yeah,
it sort
of
strung out to a
yeah.
natural pace that involved lots of, well, I can't run there. It's really muddy and I'll fall down.
I mean, those people are racing, aren't they? There's racing going on at that.
And also, I just don't think it's I think they're probably wearing slightly less stuff, or maybe just less worried about their stuff, and they just run and slip and fall and just fly
and get
on.
Like yeah,
rats out of traps.
Yes, yeah.
I haven't got that. I'm too careful for that. I only fell over once.
Yeah.
I slipped a lot.
Which is still quite hard work, just falling over once. You get a little spike of adrenaline.
Yeah, that's right.
Gets a bit,
oh, immediately afterwards,
tiring.
It's like, don't fall over again.
Yeah.
We were joking about me calling myself a loser. Probably the biggest telling off I gave myself out loud and the whole thing was, I'm not going to fall over again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, as in, slow down. You idiot!
Winners don't fall!
So I was trying to do that, riding that adrenaline, and classic me, jump up and carry on.
Yeah.
It's like, remember where you are. You fell over before because this is a steep bog.
Yes.
I mean, how do they exist?
Yeah.
Why doesn't it all just run down?
And there was a lot of mud.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mud was my life.
Yeah.
And I felt karmically that I was atoning for our meanness.
We were atoning for the tough mudder. Yeah.
Because just before I went out there, I read a dear old friend of mine said, my two friends have just done a tough mudder for a cancer charity.
Yeah.
Well done there. I was like, yes, well done them.
Yeah.
Sorry we took the mick. And then I was up there.
Stick your funny
comments.
To be fair,
it was
tough mudder.
It was real mud, so my mud was better.
Yeah, of course.
But, yeah, there is that.
Wasn't created.
And then a bunch of
you weren't messing up Finsbury Park, were you?
No. Although I think we're probably messing up the national park.
Yeah,
people
have
probably
bit of that going
walk
on,
through there going, what happened here?
There's a bit of that
Who
going
did
on.
This to this mud? So, the scale of the thing is really key, and I don't think I'd got to this conclusion on Tuesday, but although we talked about some of it. I think that ultimately, the really key tenet of our spiritual quest in running and in life is opening up space. You know, we think in the future I'll do this, and we have these ambitions.
Yeah.
But I strongly believe that we're evolved. You know, the reason humans are successful at having ideas and making them happen is because we lack imagination when it comes to the future.
Yeah.
We can make a list of what it's going to be, but then when you get there, it's always like, whoa, yeah, wait a minute, this is difficult.
And it's always different.
This is going to take ages. I don't recognise any of this.
Yeah.
And that's how humanity, that's how life works, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have to be able to embrace that. And like we like to run for a while and see where the thoughts take us. When you go for an exciting run in the country, it can often feel like you've kind of spiritually moved there. You've been out for an hour and a half on a rainy day on a hill.
Yes, it's beautiful.
By the time you finish, you've forgotten everything else in life.
Yeah.
You soon remember it again.
Yeah.
But I think it's that searching for that kind of stretching and space. And mountains do that anyway. They feel like up and down this mountain, it's 5 miles. It's going to take me several hours. But
yeah.
I can see it there in front of me. It won't take that long. And when you do it, it just, it's big.
It's
in
big.
Every sense of it, you know.
Yes.
And I think leaning into and finding that space is the whole blooming point of everything, not just of my ultra.
But it gives you a sort of manageable, unknown aspects of it, because when you think of the future in your life and you try and plan it, there's just always so many variables that directly impact you and other people's lives, etc. But at least the race gives you something that's, it's you and the race and there's variables, but it's not as chaotic.
No, it's so immense, but it's
as
so
real
simple.
Life. Yes.
It's just, you've only really got one task.
It's a
which
simpler
is to keep
thing.
Going over there.
Yes.
The very fact with the arrows, my friend,
over
the
there,
guy I kind of tuned into
over there
later on,
yeah,
who was going at a similar pace to me, which didn't mean I was running with him, more that
right.
Every now and again I'd see him in the distance and go, oh.
Yeah.
And he was, he'd arrived at 11 o'clock the night before.
Right.
Come down to the start and then run up into the clouds. And then we finished the race and he said, I still don't know where I've been.
Yeah.
I don't know what those mountains look like. I don't know which way we were going.
Yeah.
What they would look like if it wasn't cloudy.
Yeah.
And that's true, you know, it's just arrows and mud and rocks and ups and downs and on you go and you're there.
Yeah.
So that's the basic.
Yeah, that's incredible.
I think, and it's so, in the ultra situation, in the trail ultra situation, it's so granular. I mean, I'm really thinking, coming here today, I don't want to bore everyone with it. And also in my own mind, it's concertina now to an experience I had.
Yes.
But on the day, right, it's, as I say, over 50K, and really nearly all of it, every step counted and was quite difficult. Like I've got to put a foot on a rock here. I don't want to hurt my bad foot here. I'm going through a puddle. I'm going sometimes fast, sometimes slow. But every step, and each of those steps is going to be probably less than half a meter.
Yeah.
Most of them anyway.
Yeah.
That's 100,000 steps. 100,000 steps that you're in, that one is engaged with and thinking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's an incredible experience.
If your Fitbit had been on, it would have exploded.
It'd be nice to have to have some record. You know,
yeah, that's
one
amazing.
On Strava, it didn't happen.
Well done, man.
Oh, thanks
well
for that. Done. Is there anything? Let me just look at my hand in case I missed anything. Oh, I didn't. Oh, I didn't tell you about that. I didn't tell you.
The map is not the territory.
Ask me next week about.
The hand is not the.
About fueling and other people we saw and Alanis Morissette. I'll tell you about that next week.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.